Now the news continues. The third installment of the Kung Fu Panda franchise will hit cinema screens in China and the United States on January the 29th next year. Kung Fu Panda 3 has been co-produced by China and the United States and is directed by Jennifer Yu and Alessandro Carloni of the US. The film tells the story of a young panda who becomes a hero after being reunited with his long-lost father. Director Yu said that before she made Kung Fu Panda 2, she visited a panda base in southwest China's Sichuan province, and a young panda cub gave her lots of inspiration. She said that in previous installments, the panda, Po, grows from an obscure waiter who serves noodles into a kung fu hero. And in the new film, he continues his self-improvement to become a sophisticated hero. The voices in the English version of the film include those of Jack Black, Angelina Jolie, Dustin Hoffman and Jackie Chan. The Kung Fu Panda series started in 2008. The second installment was released in 2011, with box office earnings surpassing $660 million worldwide. This is News Plus Special English. North China's Shanxi province is revamping an ancient temple known for its perilous perch on a sheer cliff to protect it from falling rocks. The 1,500-year-old hanging temple on Hengshan Mountain was closed to tourists after its roof was damaged by a falling rock in October. Construction workers have been working to reinforce a wall designed to protect it against falling rocks from above. A second parallel wall and safety net will be built to ensure double protection. The project is partly funded by the State Administration of Cultural Heritage, which has contributed 3 million yuan, roughly $472,000, to the project. The Hanging Temple consists of 40 rooms connected by a series of corridors, bridges, and walkways, and is home to more than 80 bronze, iron, and clay statues.